two big ones. I still have some gas capable making blades for.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot going on for anybody for the longest period of time. There was so much clutch and grab and pick and trip and interference that it was just a slugfest. And then we got behind it a little bit and started to cheat. I think that's what opened the game up more for them. We didn't have a lot of great opportunities then toward the end. We got a bunch and needed one more to go. Yeah, that's a tough one because I thought we were in good position up until we gave it away.
Sergey Samson, I was saying, you just, you know, for whatever reason, you guys just didn't seem to be with it, and I maybe in the back of the minds knowing those two guys were out. Or just...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't believe that. I mean, I think we knew that it was going to be a hard working effort. I thought that. I didn't think we handled the puck very well. I thought we tried to do most things with our feet standing still, and we looked a little slow, I thought, for our game. You know, we just weren't moving as well as we should.
What was your reaction on the non-goal by Eric when they called it back? Did you know automatically that went off the post, or did you
have... I didn't know. Yeah, I mean, those ones are the easy ones. I think I had no complaint. That was one of the few things I didn't have a complaint about.
Marc-Andre Fleury earned a star in the game tonight. He made some big saves, but do you feel like you could have tested him a little bit more?
We didn't get enough to the net. I thought we missed the net on some of our better opportunities to score and didn't get enough to the net. I thought he made some good saves at the time that he needed to us earlier in the game, but I didn't think we ever got anywhere near our offensive game. Our power play didn't get pucks to the net off the start, which is something that we've been good at. And then we had a very difficult time with our net drive.
There are going to be games in the course of the year you're going to look back and kind of kick yourself.
I think that's the same, like the mentality of how you get beat by these guys. I mean, they're missing two players, but I mean, almost everybody's missing two players. The fact that one of them is the best player in the world doesn't mean that the rest of them are American Hockey League players. I mean, Sidney Crosby talent level doesn't make the rest of those guys bad players. But I felt right from the start that you take those two guys out of the lineup, everybody seems to think that, you know, maybe that they should have a struggle winning. But it's like the rest of the National Hockey League now without their lottery pick. You know, I mean, he's just better than everybody by far. The fact that he's out of this lineup doesn't diminish the rest of their team. I thought... There were a number of people out there feeling sorry for them, except for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
You said your stall would see a lot of their stall. Their stall was pretty good. Eric admitted that himself.
That guy's big and strong, and so was his brother. And Eric's had his fill of them, I'm sure. And an opportunity, if this guy had been healthy, all three of them have been playing together this weekend. So, pretty good family.